Well, he's a rugby expert, but with Channel 10 News, he's across all things, and I'm sure he would have been enthralled by the Blues' performance on Wednesday night, Jimmy.
Andy, I reckon,
Burke,
too.
Good morning,
enthralled. Good morning, boys. Good morning.
What did you make of it?
Awesome, fantastic. Yeah. I mean, you grew up watching this as a kid. You know, I remember, you know, even through school, through university, you put your assignments sort of on hold because you watched Origin. And to watch the other night in the Blues, to come back and be so dominant, and yes, they were missing some players, but it was the way they went about it, wasn't it? It was the physicality in that game and just the big boppers. And simple play is, in a game, you just got to get over your opposition bloke. That's the physicality of the game. And New South Wales did that so well the other night.
Now, was it Eddie Jones who famously made everyone watch the 2003 Game 1 of Origin and say, that's the level we've got to get to, boys?
That is it. Yeah. And it's about owning the bloke in the opposite jumper.
Yeah.
And these guys do it so well. And we've rugby unions tried to emulate the tackling styles, but there's a level in ferocity, if that's the word, that is different between the two codes.
Yeah. Yeah, the difference of collision, isn't it?
Correct.
Particularly with, and the 10 meters creates that.
Yeah.
Eddie Jones was a massive fan of trying to learn from rugby
very much
league,
so.
And then we got Michael Checker we chatted with on Wednesday morning, and there's a few leaguies in his squad, so
there
he's
are
announced
indeed.
The squad, and the leaguies are there.
They are indeed, and you can see why, I suppose. There's some form going in from some of the players there. Someone like Carmichael Hunt could get a start purely because of his versatility, that he might be able to cover a couple of players as well, a couple of positions.
Mm.
I don't mind the squad. I think it's a pretty good squad. Guys picked on form. A couple of young guys coming through. I like Ned Hannigan from the Waratahs. I think he might get a start at number six, actually, on that first game against Fiji. A couple of guys have missed out. A couple of the old stalwarts who are going overseas. Yeah. Dean Mum, Rob Horn, Will Skelton gone as well.
Fardy
gone as well. I thought he might have been just involved purely for aggression-wise.
Yeah.
But he's chosen some new guys, and I suppose you've got to find out somehow. And if you're going to play Fiji, Scotland and Italy, you may as well get a bit of a start there because you can't put them against the All Blacks, straight up.
So,
yeah,
key
exactly
positions,
right.
Though. Who's going to be 9, 10, 15?
I think Foley will be 10 still.
Yeah.
And his season has certainly got a bit better after that head knock at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Will Genia will occupy the 9 spot, and Folau will be at 15. They won't try him in at 13. No, he's enjoyed that experience. I spoke to him at one stage there. He's enjoyed that experience of 13. But Tevita Kirandrani is playing some good football for the Brumbies, and I think he'll be the go-to. I think you give it to Israel to be at the back. He feels more comfortable there. If anything, you could probably chuck him maybe even on the wing as well. But you can easily rotate that around when you're out on the pitch, so
yep.
It's okay.
Berkey asked the same thing to Michael Checker, and we get caught up with talking about the flashy backs, as you were, a flashy back, of course.
Thanks.
and I asked him, have we got the pigs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we got the pigs to actually dominate the good teams when we get to the tests? Can you see that sort of, we talk about physicality in rugby union, no other sport. Have you got the animals there to sort of make the zoo up?
He obviously thinks so. Exactly right. The biggest one, and Michael Hooper, a fantastic player, plays that 7 role incredibly well, plays quite loose as well, so he plays out in the backs at the same time. Now, there is, I suppose, one train of thought that you just have a massive back row, so big humans in the back there, and, could be someone like a Scott Higginbotham occupying the back there as well.
He'll bring the aggression as well, too.
So true.
Yep.
Lapeti Tamani at number 8, and you could put Jack Dempsey, Ned Hannigan on the side, which is it. You look up to these blokes. They are literally 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", type thing. You know, that's a big back row. It's about getting that balance at the same time. Forward pack has to be big. Adam Coleman starting in the second row, their number at the locks there. You need big boppers because when they're coming up against these guys, even though, and we say, I think the rugby public says, even though we're playing Fiji, Scotland and Italy, they'll be tough games.
Yeah, and you talk about physicality, but I remember watching a Wallabies versus, it was a Wales spring tour game, and Star Tamani, Sithalaki Tamani, who you would walk around the footy stadium, so I knew, he's 125 kilos.
Massive.
And in this contact piece, he was stopped by one Welsh defender. Bang. So, and you thought, that television doesn't give me an appreciation of what he's done to stop that 125 kilo bloke.
Yeah, correct.
So, I mean, that's hard to generate through to the viewer.
But what is it? It's the old thing. It's not the size of the
dog
in the fight. It's the size of the fight and the dog.
So Michael Hooper said the other day, I said, you're up against Fiji to start with. You should win comfortably. And he goes, yeah, we should, but these guys are made of granite. So, yeah. You know, it's going to be a tough outing. They've got a grind away to start with. First game of the year. You're getting your combinations right. So it's going to be a tough ask for these blokes.
25 words or less, Berkey. Can you explain what's happening in Super Rugby over the next 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, Michael Checker couldn't.
Yeah. I think it's sit on the couch for the next 5 weeks and just see what games are coming. Because of the June Test Series that's happening with us.
Yeah.
And then you've also got the Lions down in New Zealand playing their game. So it's a bit of a broken up situation. So 4 games this weekend, then you turn around and have a bit of a break, and then there's some South African games to catch up, and then some Kiwi games after that because they're playing the Lions. So basically, hold on for about 5 or 6 weeks because it's sporadic, if that's the word. So in the end, Brumbies, I think, should get there from the Australian Conference. They had that good win last week over in Argentina, and they come up against a Rebels outfit, $6.25. They've got some momentum, the Brumbies, at the moment. They're playing some good football, and they should obviously top that Aussie conference.
Queensland Reds have been terrible, mate. $5.50 against the Blues. You're tipping the Blues there.
Blues for that one, yeah.
Yeah, and the Chiefs at $1.10. The Waratahs are desperate for a victory.
This will
kill them off completely.
Very much so. Yeah, yeah. And from that win they had the Rebels a couple of weeks ago, they always had a tough finish. Chiefs. Today, or this week, I should say. And then last week was the Highlanders down in Dunedin. So that's going to be it. When they saw that finishing line, it was like, ooh, there's 2 hurdles there. That's going to be tough.
Yeah. And, mate, you love finding he loves finding an upset for us on a Friday. But okay. Paul Bugger.
He gives value. I'm trying for value.
No, that's okay. We'd rather winners.
Oh, of course.
And you think the favourites will get the cash in every game.
Yeah, look at it. What's the
multi?
The $1.33 for Crusaders is the best you're going to get. $2.02, exactly right.
Hang on, the 5-leg multi is $2.02. Anyway, there you go.
But I can't blame you.
Yeah. No, not this week.
And that's the problem.
And that is the problem.
They're lopsided matches.
They're getting so one-sided that it's becoming relatively easy to
pick
them.
It's now 1 year, 1 week since we've beaten a Kiwi team.
Fond memories for you, Lions Tour, 2001. Yeah. Back into the side, second test, win-win in the series. How big is this one going to be? And what are you anticipating? Are they going to be competitive against all-conquering All Blacks?
It's interesting. Eddie Jones's comments the other day said it's going to have a Welsh flavour about it because of Warren Gatland. The Lions are something special. The Lions are that culmination of the 4 nations that come together. There's so much history about it. Mm. Remembering in 12 years ago, the Kiwis flogged them, 2005, 3-0 it was. And they've got to play well. The Lions have to play well to be competitive against the All Blacks. And they have to be big and strong, but they have to throw the ball around. They have to take some risk at the same time. They've got a massive schedule as well, the Lions. They play all the Super Rugby teams. They play a Barbarians, a New Zealand Maori, and then obviously the 3 test matches. So there's going to be a war of attrition there as well, purely from their players. I'd love to see them get up. Wouldn't it be fantastic? Just for world rugby, to be competitive in that space.
And to see New Zealand beaten, which is always good.
That's exactly right.
That's all lovely talk.
Hello to our Kiwi fans out there. Exactly right.
Let's be fair, Dinko.
No, I don't think they will. Yeah. I think they'll be competitive, but I don't think they'll get up in the end.
Yeah. All right. Berkey, fantastic, mate.
Always good, boys.
No, always good.
Have a good Friday.
Thanks for coming.
See you, Berkey.
Always good. We'll be watching tonight.
Super.
Straight to make up for you now. Only got 7 or 8 hours to go, exactly, or even longer than that. What is it?
I probably need more.
A round of golf. That's what you're doing.
That's exactly right. Wouldn't that be good?
13:53:53.